Good day. Oh, do our new movie theme, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Welcome to our movie, eh? Okay, our topic is movie.
Direct from SCTV, it's Bob and Doug McKenzie spilling across the screen this summer in Strange Brew.
Nice voice, Hoser.
Thank you.
Beauty.
Action Room has returned!
I thought you were like doing it's howdy doody time.
It's what's the other show?
I was wondering how long that was going to go on.
The famous old show where they go,
well, Johnny Carson, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Now Jay Leno.
Oh man, have you seen that new show?
That's I haven't. There's only been a couple episodes, right?
It's so horrible.
The
it's so bad. And the
what's
ratings.
What's so bad about it, though? How can it be bad?
Because, first of all, he doesn't. Yeah, like he's not a very personable person, and they try to make it more intimate. Like, there's no desk, and it's just two chairs, and he's talking to people.
There's
and
no
stuff.
Desk. What does he fiddle with?
It's yeah, right.
Every
well,
talk show
his penis.
Has to have desks.
No, it's kind of like
Oprah.
Jay.
No, he talks, it's supposed to be about comedy. But the thing is, it's just the same lame comedy that they had at 11:30, and it's now at 10.
They,
so
like, rearrange the order. He does the newspaper clippings at the
exactly,
end, or
exactly.
The beginning, or whatever.
But then I saw last night they had this car thing, for the green car thing, where they're doing a race. It's the most boring thing you'll ever see. It's so horrible.
He collects cars, Jay.
Yeah, like, he wanted some car thing, but it was just horrible. But the thing is, so it's doing horrible
maybe
ratings.
Maybe it'll get better.
Well, it's doing horrible ratings, and it's affecting the other shows, like Conan. And
the
then, it, you know, it also affects the morning shows, because a lot of people keep their network on the same. They go to sleep, and then it affects.
That's
so
interesting.
Where did you hear that?
On Stern.
No,
but
the most, of course, you leave the channel. I woke up, I usually almost always have New York One on my, that's my default channel.
Right.
But after I watch the
Emmys. You were watching Robin Bird the night before?
Robin Bird?
That's an old reference.
Come on.
She was a pornographic show.
It's
on.
It's still on all the time. It's
is
the
it?
Only, like, porn you can get on regular
on
TV.
Manhattan
on
cable TV.
Access. Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Public access.
Wow.
It's actually, like 1980s hookers dancing around men, too.
What is it on, 4:30 in the morning?
And
no, it starts at, like, 10 or 9.
And another big one at that time was Midnight Blue, which was done by Al Goldstein.
I've heard, yeah.
Who
heard
had
everybody
magazine.
Check it out for some free porn that won't give you a virus.
If you're in New York.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
On your computer.
Well, it was always so
but I woke up and
penis.
I was like, my channel was still on the Emmys channel. And
right.
I was like, where's New York One? What happened? My life is thrown out of whack.
But no, I think that if they keep the ratings the way they are, which supposedly they started at like an 8 or 11 the first
out of
night,
what?
11. Well, it's like a, I think
Nielsen?
It's comparable to about 11 million. It's a lot of people.
Damn.
But then they're now down to 4. Okay.
Whoa.
And Conan's down to 1, and then even like Fallon is losing to Ferguson.
Oh,
you know?
Fallon. Fallon.
I like him.
You like him now.
I think
you
he's
didn't
great.
Like him before.
I know. I
so
think
maybe the same.
When
thing
he
will
started, his
with
show
Jay.
Didn't do that well.
But the other thing is, Jay Leno's show is so cheap.
Find your groove.
I know. No, it's true.
Yeah.
Jay Leno's show is so cheap compared to like a CSI that they would have at 10 anyway.
Right.
That they'll probably keep it on, even if it does.
They are work. Not going to can Jay after him trying like three. Then what would they do? That's like a huge deal.
Well,
like
the question
Conan
is,
and then move Fallon and get some money.
Throw Conan off. Give Leno back his old time slot, and then Conan maybe finds another network. Or something like
what?
Yeah,
dude, Conan is like their golden nugget.
Yeah, but he didn't do well when he was like when Leno wasn't on yet. He was losing to
I
Letterman.
I think the expectations for these talk show hosts are just so high. Like, who can be Letterman? Who can be Carson? Like,
but Conan was good
Conan's
at 12:30.
Great.
But
he
Leno
wasn't good at 11:30.
Wait,
guys.
Can it really be a big difference?
There was. Have you watched the show? It's like. He's not as irreverent, and he's kind of like it's kind of like
has
when Letterman
to be more
moved
mainstream. Yeah,
yeah. He's not good for mainstream. Like Fallon, I think
there's
is
that
great
big
at
a difference between 11:30 and 12:30.
Well, I think they have to tone down their humor. Also, I think his show is too big for him now. Mm. Like it was nice in a little studio. Now it's like this big. He's just not Leno. As much as I hate him, he was good at that at
right.
the 11:30 kind of thing. So,
right.
Anyway.
Whereas the Action Room's ratings, I'll tell you, have gone up dramatically.
We are 24/7, so you can listen to us at 10, 11, right. 12, 30. We're pretty much badass at every hour.
That's right.
And
we
if you didn't notice, Jessica is back.
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica. Woo!
Now Jessica traveled
to
Europe, Germany, Italy, where?
Just to Italy. I was teaching the children of Italia how to swear in English, basically.
That's awesome. And she was paid for it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No, it was so much fun. I got to do 3 months in Italy traveling around with this awesome company called Acle, A-C-L-E.org, if anyone wants
to. All right, let's get to the interesting stuff. So you met a guy.
Okay.
You met a guy. Let's hear about him.
I did.
Sounds like there was some summer romance. Maybe not
of
one
Of course,
guy,
you guys do not go to Italy without having
as
a
an American
affair.
Woman, especially.
So he's like a real...
That's why I went.
He was like a typical kind of gorgeous Italian guy, or...
Yeah, it was typical in some senses.
His name is Claudio.
Atypical in others.
Does he live with his family of 100?
Yes. Like,
yeah,
that was typical.
Right.
He was also 40 years old.
Okay.
Typical because that's the age you
that's
usually
more
date.
That's atypical for me.
Did he look 40?
I usually
40
don't
or
go
did
above
he
39.
Look, he looked younger.
No, he looked younger.
Yeah.
What was his
he
name?
Great.
What was his first name?
Claudio?
No,
okay.
let's not.
Palermo.
Palermo.
Paolo.
No, Bellissimo.
I'll give you a hint. It's a famous video game, and it's not Halo. Mario, but it's...
Luigi!
Halo! Okay. That's Halo. Italian. Halo!
Halo! Halo! Italiano!
Mambo!
Mambo!
Mambo! Italiano!
Okay, so anyway.
Anyways, it was a lot of fun, and.
He was a plumber. Just like Luigi.
Yeah, did he have a mustache?
No!
Did it work out? Or?
No, it didn't work out.
Okay.
But should we expect much from a summer romance, or did you expect more from...
I really didn't, but he was going to come here and visit for a while. And there was definitely, like, we were speaking every day when I got back. It was a little more than a summer romance, but...
More than David Faustino?
Oh, God. Why do you do this?
Speaking...
I would say close. It was...
Oh, it was pretty similar?
It didn't last as long.
Does he do signings, autograph signings at comic books?
Actually, he does. You want to know why? Because he's kind of famous over there.
Oh, shit. What does he do?
He was on the first season of Survivor Italy.
No way!
No!
You're bound
to... And they used him for the, like, promotional pictures, so everyone was...
Wow.
I am destined to marry or, like...
Some TV
guy.
Related...
No, a D-list celebrity, people.
Right.
Oh, my life.
So wow. So your show would be dating on the D-list, as opposed
to... I think
to,
that's...
What's
the,
her name?
That's
Kathy
the new Jessica Griffin. Reality
yeah.
show.
Dude, I
it's
really...
God, on, that's so pathetic.
It's going to be
I
on VH1 next
it.
Season.
Like, you know how
it.
They have celebrity shows, and they're really not even that big of celebrities. They're all D-listers doing, like, dancing or getting rehab or something. That could be the
right.
thing. It could be the premise is you dating D-listers. I think we should do this.
I think it's kind of funny.
I want to film a pilot of this and do it, and we can start
Who
with...
Who are we going to start with?
Well, we have so many to choose from.
Dating on the D-list? D-list dating?
Yeah,
What's
yeah.
it called? Dating on the D-list.
Yeah.
With Jessica.
Dated.
No, with just...
Dating on the D-list. Dating the D-list.
Yeah, I guess...
Dating the D-list.
Maybe... That'd be funny. Actually, they did have something like that. Do you remember there was a show, I think it was VH1 or something, where they gave a chance... But this was early VH1 reality shows. It might have been MTV. But they gave people a chance to date a child star.
I do remember that.
Gary
that
Coleman was one of them.
Aww.
And they would show the person...
You've interviewed Gary Coleman.
I know. I could go for Gary. I would never
it's
go
It's really
there.
6 degrees of
okay,
Jessica.
The only stipulation is that I have to somewhat want to go out on the date. I'm not going to, like, pity date people.
Right.
I don't know, man. We can only have to... I mean, because it's going to be a lot of reality show
You know
people,
what?
I
Remember,
think.
I got asked to go out with Rachel Dratch.
Oh, right, right.
So I refused to
and
pity date
And she's not even
Rachel
D.
Dratch.
I would say, at
she's
a point, anyway...
She's pretty C.
She's C. Yeah, she's a C. Solid C.
Yeah. Although her breasts are D, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Good right. one, Mike.
But really, anyway. That was the only encounter I had with C or D-list fame, whereas Jessica has a litany of...
Yeah, I've never been with a celebrity.
You live in New York long enough, you go out and about.
You're a woman.
Attractive.
Mike attracts C-list celebrities all the time.
The ironic thing is
that... But how many run-ins with celebrities do you have?
I was
going to
say...
A million, Mike, so...
Well, yeah, but the run-in that you had that ultimately, you know, was dating Faustina was going to a comic book show, which you would never have done probably normally anyway, as other than the show, so...
So we got to...
And you went to Italy because of the
Action Room. Okay, so you get a percentage of my future reality show.
So who's next? You're going to date, like, the guy from the Munsters, the kid.
Oh, you fucking
who's that guy?
Eddie Munster. Oh, God, we met him. He's horrible.
We did.
You did at the HorrorCon?
He is over my age range.
Not even HorrorCon.
I don't know. You guys set me up. I need
a
date.
What is your
Who
age range?
Who else should...
My age range is 20 to 40.
20 to 40.
So 20-40.
No, I'm not going to seriously date anyone that's 20, but they have to be like 25.
24-40.
What if they were like
25
really,
to 40.
So not 45, that's
no,
like 2-0. Okay.
No, that's right. Grandpa.
So we'll work. Grandpa
it's
Al
just,
Lewis.
You know, if it was ever to turn serious, like, that's just too big of an age difference.
And
even
then,
40 is like, whoa. Oh, but I prefer 30s.
Is there an ideal age?
Like 31.
31. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know. All right, let's
all
move
right
on to our first
episode.
At this.
We know you've missed us, fans. You've tuned in every week, and you've been begging for a new episode. Thanks for all your cards and emails. So we are back, and we're here to bring you some news, as we always do.
No. We're not starting with news.
Oh, no!
No!
I'm sorry! Hold on!
Back up!
I have my special Action Room dossier right here. Okay.
We still use paper.
Yes. We have not stepped into the digital age. I refuse to have a Kindle for the Action Room unless you want to buy us one, fans. And then we'll just, like, pass it around between the three of us during the show.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Awesome. Okay, so we have a new tradition this week. We're starting out. This is a special selection. We have toyed in the past with the idea of dramatic readings of comic books on the air here in the Action Room. We have a special event now for you. The very first, the inaugural...
Comic book moment of the week.
Nice.
Wow.
In the year 2000. Oh, and sorry.
What's crazy is you did that with your voice. I didn't even add an effect. Like, that's amazing.
Yes, but when you hear it, fans, maybe we'll have worked some wizardry on it. But
well, you are hearing it now.
So what's our comic book moment of the week, Tony?
All right, well... Producer Mike asked me as I dratched to the comic book store. It's a new verb. Did you dratch to the store?
What does that mean? It's like when you squeeze double D.
It sounds like Yiddish.
I dratched her.
Did you dratch her?
Dratch her. It seems slimier than that.
Like, yeah, it's got to be done with like one of her crazy faces that she makes. I dratched her.
Like who's the character? The one who
apparently these breasts have fluid.
That sound effect got to her there.
Yeah, it's only if you squeeze like implanted.
Oh,
so there you go.
She doesn't have
implants.
The implants
are hard, so they wouldn't be able to go dratch.
Not the new ones. The new ones, the gummy ones.
How do you know this?
Dratchural. They're all natural.
Yeah,
they're called.
They're called like.
They're called like gummy bags or something. They're a new
gummy
kind
fun
of
bags. That I think is the technical term.
Are they multicolored and chewable?
Yeah, right. They taste different.
What the
fuck? No, I'm kidding. But they
gummy,
are called
gummy bears.
That's not the technical term, but they're called
gummy bears. Gummy fun
I love that. That's a great. It was a Saturday morning cartoon.
Okay.
Anyway, right. Go ahead. Quick.
So anyway, as I trudged or trod to the comic book store this week, or dratched. I looked at this week's comic book selections, and Mike said, what would you pick, Tony, for the comic book moment of the week? Well, I picked a climactic fight scene moment between these old adversarial fighting partners, Wolverine and the Hulk.
Nice!
When Wolverine first appeared, he fought the Hulk. So this is the first appearance of Wolverine ever.
Now, this is in the future, right?
Yes. This is an alternate future storyline written by superstar writer Mark. His name is spelled... Millar, but it's pronounced Miller. But no one wants to call him Mark Miller because that sounds too much like Frank Miller.
I'm going
to
call him Mylar.
Mark Mylar, I like that. But Mark Mylar wrote that comic book series that got turned into the movie Wanted with Angelina Jolie and Scottish dude. He's now a big name. And so it's a future storyline where Wolverine gets really old, all the superheroes were killed by the villains, and he vows he'll never fight again. It's like an old Western. And someone asks him to do one last mission.
And it's called Old Man Wolverine.
Old Man Wolverine.
The giant size issue.
Oh.
Well, this is the final issue of the story, exactly.
Right.
So,
all right, so let's try it.
So
let's
we're gonna give it a shot here
now,
and see if we can.
We have an old Wolverine who's like, you know, because Wolverine's practically immortal. He ages slow. So he looks old and grizzled,
and
like Clint Eastwood.
You're going to do that character.
I'm going to do...
I'm doing Wolverine. Okay.
Mike is going to do Wolverine. We have a super old, super evil Bruce Banner, okay?
And they're meeting in a cave here.
Yes, and
that's my job.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jessica's going to
do
stage directions and descriptions.
And also, I'm going to attempt, which is not usually done, is because Wolverine is from Canada. I'm going to do a horrible Canadian accent.
Oh my god, this is a shocker, people.
Now, also, it's just
kind of in the Strange Brew. What are they called?
What were those guys called?
Oh man,
wait, hold on.
You hoser.
Yeah, yeah.
So who is refusing not to fight Wolverine? Because it looks like...
Well, now Wolverine's killing everyone.
Okay,
by this point, he snapped.
Okay, so he snapped.
They killed his family. He's got to kill
everyone.
He killed
all these other Hulk sons.
Well, I will throw this in. The script tells you this, but the Hulk now has, like, many descendants and relatives, all of whom are, like, portrayed as rednecks. Like, inbred rednecks, and they're really evil, too. They killed Wolverine's family on orders from the Hulk. So he just killed all of the Hulk's, like, relatives.
Okay,
except for a few, as we
saw. So let's see. Jessica will do the stage
off,
direction.
All right, here we go.
Set the scene. Comic book moment of the week.
All right. It's a dark cave. There are mutilated dead bodies hanging off craggly rocks, and the shadows are illuminating Wolverine.
Hey, a Banner! Get out here and come face me, you coward!
Mike Myers in Wayne's World.
All right, I wasn't...
Okay, then we have Bruce Banner. Tall, thin, wearing suspenders.
Very old.
Mountains of wrinkles.
Would you be quiet? You're going to wake the baby.
Close up on his creepy old face.
As he tries to throw a punch.
He falls back to the ground. There's tires everywhere. He turns around.
Just like old times, huh, Wolverine?
They're fighting! It's crazy!
It's been years since I had something good to smash. A lot of folks say that I went mad.
That's a great line.
That the radiation sickness did something to my brain.
And he gets a good punch and Wolverine has got blood spitting out of his mouth.
But who else was I going to mate with besides my first cousin?
Wow.
Footnote. Bruce Banner's first cousin is She-Hulk.
He... takes his foot and it's so close to his crotch and he throws him out of the fucking thing and there's a cow with a huge pole in its side.
Dead cow.
Jenny She-Hulk was the only woman out there who could take the damn pace of me having sex with her.
He's holding the cow up by one arm.
I told my boys we had to make an example of you. But the honest truth was I wanted my old Wolverine back. I got bored being a landlord, bored being a supervillain. I needed someone cool to kill to make me feel alive again.
And he...
He throws the cow at him.
Sorry. Bruce Banner throws the cow at Wolverine, who then slices its stomach from front to back, and it's just spurting guts.
Hey, shut up, eh?
Woo! Shut up, eh?
This isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. This isn't another one of your stupid fights. This is where it ends. You redneck son of a bitch!
Oh!
All the while he's beating the crap out of
Bruce Banner.
Banner dying.
He kills Bruce Banner.
Let's hear Bruce Banner dying.
But
Bruce Banner, he's standing up.
Even though he's got a big hole in his gut, and he punches Wolverine away.
You idiot!
He's turning into the Hulk.
You shouldn't have made me angry, Logan.
Oh, man.
Whoa, he's getting cute! I've never seen anyone grow like that.
People piss themselves when I get angry.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck! Bit Wolverine in the fucking chest, and there's blood everywhere.
He eats Wolverine.
He chomps Wolverine
so
in the chest.
Tell us what happened. I don't know how successful that was, but that was fun.
Let's
give us a round of applause here.
Let's give us our own applause.
What exactly happens? He eats Wolverine.
Okay.
The Hulk
First he takes a huge chunk out of Wolverine's torso. Wolverine continues to fight a little bit, and they cut away.
Right.
They cut away to, like, hours later, and one of evil future Hulk's only remaining children or cousins goes, "Hey, Pappy, what's going on? There was all this fighting. All my cousins are dead." And the Hulk ate Wolverine over the course of the fight, you find out.
That is really awesome.
Like, I just think it's crazy that they talked about, you know, fucking cousins and all this stuff.
Mark Millar, as we will now
right,
call him, has a history. He likes to write perverted, gross-out things. He was brought up conservative Catholic. He's still a practicing Catholic. He's married. But he loves to write about twisted, sexual, perverted, gross, dark stuff.
Cool.
So, anyway.
We like him.
Yeah, we like
Wolverine,
him.
By the way. The story doesn't end there. Wolverine eats the Hulk,
oh, right.
And of course Wolverine breaks out of his stomach and kills him like the monster and alien.
So he kills Hulk.
He kills the Hulk.
Okay. But now this is just a possible future. This isn't necessarily...
This is one of those many alternative futures where the writer gets to do whatever he wants because it's an alternative future that will never happen.
Gotcha.
That's why you can have an evil, perverted Bruce Banner.
I want to see that scene made into a film.
You will never see that scene made into a film.
Never say never.
And
I'm tuckered out from that comic book moment of the week.
Yeah, no, hopefully.
Now I gotta talk like a redneck the whole time.
Oh, can I just commend you, Mike, on the Canadian accent?
I cannot remember. It was Rick Moranis and the other guy from SCTV.
Yeah, Dave or Doug something. Doug.
Yeah.
And they have a name.
I'll find
it. Great White North was the name of their
show.
We'll
do it during the break. We should go to our interview, though, for this week.
Okay, so producer Mike, tell us about this interview with a very famous band.
Okay, well, it's not specifically the band, but it's someone from the band, Good Charlotte.
Good enough.
So, Billy Martin, not the baseball.
Those of you who are over 32 will know a famous baseball player from the 80s named Billy Martin.
I guess a player and manager, probably.
Something like that.
Billy Martin, the lead guitarist and keyboardist of the band Good Charlotte, and his best friend Steve Sievers, who is the guy who I originally met, had put together a clothing line called Level 27, and I interviewed them. And the other thing is, Billy Martin is a really incredible artist, and he has a comic book coming out through... What's the DW? Is that
IDW.
IDW.
Yes.
Is that it? I think that's them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Think it's short for Idea
wow,
Works.
This guy's got everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clothing, comic book.
Yeah, and he's really a cool artist. I like his stuff. It's kind of like Humberto Ramos a little bit.
Now, Steve Sievers, that kind of sounds like the $6 million man.
Yeah, they all have names that sound like 70s personalities.
Steve Sievers!
but they're... And they were... it's like, if people don't know what you're doing, it's just...
$6 million man effect.
Yeah, the effect of when he would, like, run fast or break things.
Actually, I think they reused that effect for the Bionic Woman series
that was
recently on the air. So,
which, by the way, of all the remakes, are they going to be making the Million Dollar Man movies and Bionic Woman?
There's absolutely no talk about it since that TV show failed.
Oh, yeah, that did so bad. Yeah.
But you never know in Hollywood.
All right, well,
as we'll talk about later, they're remaking everything under the sun.
Now, let's go to the interview. This is Mike for the Action Room, and I'm speaking with Billy Martin, the lead guitarist and keyboardist of the band Good Charlotte, and his best friend Steve Sievers, who together own the clothing line Level 27. How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Why did you decide to start the company?
Instead of just drawing for fun, I thought it would be nice to purpose, you know, draw something that people would actually see. So I thought about, hey, let's put some of my drawings on a shirt and stuff like that. And so I started doing that, but then I realized that it was impossible to have a clothing line and be touring around the world at the same time, and you know, Steve just jumped in and was like, "Hey, I'll do this and I'll do that," started helping me. So I said, "You know what? We should we just own the company together." So at that point, we decided to just to split everything 50-50 and make it our clothes together.
And so you do all the designs.
That's right.
Now, I actually saw you guys were at the San Diego Comic Con, and you, Billy, were signing at the IDW booth, publishing booth. For a new comic you have called Vitriol the Hunter. Do you want to tell us about that?
It's an idea that I wrote with another friend back from Maryland. Steve and I grew up, named Brett Allen. So we came up with a cool idea, Vitriol set in a fictional city in the future where a couple government experiments go wrong and a lot of monsters are leaked into city, led by vampires being the strongest of all the monster races. And you learn some backstory about Vitriol and realize that he lives with some family to the monsters. It starts out like your average vigilante comic. His parents get killed, and he's angry, and he wants revenge, and that's sort of how it starts out. But then the story starts to unfold, and you realize there's a lot more to it than a plot twist, and it's not quite the story you were expecting. And IDW's putting that out for us, and we're looking to release in February of next year is the plan.
And how are you doing with panel to panel? It's a lot of work, right?
It is a lot of work. I know I'm biting off more than I can chew, but truthfully, since I was like 6 years old, all I've wanted to do was draw with books. And I've been I'm so grateful and lucky for the career I've had with Good Charlotte, because I do love playing music, but it's just always felt like something in it that, you know what, I want to draw. That's what I always wanted to do, so I'll do whatever it takes to do a comic book. And so, yeah, it's just going to be lots of me and sitting on a tour bus drawing, days off in a hotel room drawing. Anytime I can get, I'm going to be drawing, but that's kind of what I'm doing anyway, so it's okay.
And Steve, you were promoting one of your show called Super Pirate Booty Hunt. Tell us about
that. Yeah, Super Booty Hunt. Yeah, it's a cartoon show I created and developed the show over the years, and now have animation on YouTube, and we were dressed as our own characters, and I actually voiced the turtle in the show, Daniel the Turtle, and so just as him walking around with Comic-Con, so it's quite an experience.
All right, so guys, if you want to just plug any sites and just upcoming stuff real quick.
Check out the sale we're doing. We got 50% of everything at level27online.com right now, so definitely worth checking out. You don't want to miss that. And I've got a website for my artwork, which is called bloodzilla.com. And go ahead. What's your website for your?
Well, go to piratebootyhunt.com for that. Or you can just go to myspace.com/LT7clothing. Got everything on there from the cartoon to Bloodzilla to Level 20 clothing. So.
Cool. All right. I've been talking to Billy Martin of Good Charlotte and Steve Sievers. Thank you for being in the Action Room, guys.
No problem. Having fun.
Very cool interview, producer Mike. We're big fans of Good Charlotte and the show, and we will be sure to check out the upcoming comic with art by Billy Martin.
Not the baseball player.
Right.
And Level 27 clothing.
And Steve Sievers. Thanks so much,
and Steve Sievers, Million Dollar Man.
By the way, we figured out the Canadian people I was trying to make impression of when I was doing my Wolverine impression was...
Doug and Bob McKenzie. The McKenzie brothers. Used to have that show. It's from SCTV.
SCTV, played by Rick Moranis, and do you know the other guy's name?
Doug. Died.
Another Doug?
Other dude. And anyway. They would go, get lost, you hoser.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have the movie Strange Brew.
Which I love.
Which is also a retelling of Hamlet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But in Doug and Bob McKenzie thing.
Wow.
Yeah, swear.
Which is Hamlet is being
done. Thank you, swear.
Here, I'm trying to connect things. Hamlet is being done by, what's his name on Broadway?
Jude Law, and who also says... Get lost, you hoser.
we're talking about Spider-Man the Musical.
Musical on
Broadway.
But
we have to get to Nerd News.
Okay.
Nerd News.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to bring you the Nerd News, because we know you've been jonesing for a Nerd News fix,
action
fans.
You gotta know what's going on in the world.
Jessica snorted.
Wow. And we haven't done this in a while. I just want to say that there's been a lot of cool movies, but I don't want to go over all the District 9 stuff, and it was great stuff, but, you
know.
It
was so 2 months ago.
It really was.
We've moved on here at the Action Room, even though that movie's fucking amazing.
And we're not going to count all the movies you guys see, because they're not geek at all. Julia and Julia and 500 Days of Summer, it's just... I hear they're great movies,
you know. I haven't seen Julie and Juliet.
I want to see G.I. Joe. I just haven't got around to it yet.
To a bad movie.
Did you see G.I. Joe?
No. I hear it's horrible.
Have you seen any geek movies?
Yeah, but they're all like the last one I saw was Jennifer's Body. Which,
you saw that?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty, it was kind of like halfway everything. It was almost a comedy, almost horror. And, you know, Diablo Cody has some cool writing. I didn't actually think Megan Fox was a bad actress necessarily.
Right, right.
She was doing.
There's a big backlash against her just because she's so overexposed.
I think ultimately, though, it was just the story wasn't good. It wasn't a strong enough story.
And
you know,
like horror. This is producer Mike.
It was
a
good
fan.
Premise, you know, because it dealt with, you
Hot
know.
Hot girl eats boys.
Yeah, but even why she becomes that is a cool idea. You know, it's
There's
a fun.
Like an evil spirit
why,
or something.
Her?
I don't know if I want to get. Okay, basically, a band wants to become famous. So, in order to do that, they sacrifice a virgin who they say Megan Fox's character is.
A virgin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's a virgin.
Right, well, that's.
And that joke is part of the movie.
Yeah, and so they sacrifice it to Satan so that they can become a big band. But the thing is, it does go wrong because she isn't a virgin.
Ah.
So she becomes a demon and she starts killing everybody. And the premise is funny, you
know?
That's
kind of cool.
And, you know, but the thing is, it's just. It kind of falls apart toward the end, and it's just like, as with a lot of movies, I don't think they transition well from one thing to another, and they just kind of rush it toward the end. And I think one person said, and I kind of agree, that the scenes were kind of made around her dialogue as opposed to good scenes with funny, you know, so.
How is Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah, she's
good. Sort of the other big star of the film.
She's good. And there's the guy from, who's the guy, I think he was in the OC or something. He plays the kind of band leader.
Adrian Brody? No, Adam Brody?
Maybe.
Adam Brody.
He's a comic book geek, right, on that
yeah.
show?
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
I never watched it, but
Adrian Brody can play his big brother someday.
Yeah, maybe so.
Anyway, what else did I see? I saw, I can't think of anything right now, but I saw all the stuff that had come out recently, you know.
You didn't see G.I. Joe.
I didn't see, yeah, you're right about that. And
we
all
saw District 9.
Yeah.
Who was playing G.I. Joe?
There is no character called G.I. Joe.
In the movie?
There's no, G.I. Joe is the team.
Yeah, Joe is the name of the team.
Okay.
There's not like one guy that kicked everyone's ass.
I'm Joe.
You're thinking of G.I. Jane. That's who you're thinking.
Oh, fuck
Demi Moore.
But no, how about this? How about this? How about
G.I.
you start
Joe
us off
the
with the nerd news?
Nerd news.
Woo!
All right, so I'm sure everybody heard about the big merger.
Between Marvel and DC.
Between Marvel and
Disney buys Marvel. Shock, shock, shock.
Now, that's kind of...
It rocked the comic book and the mainstream financial world, this
yes.
news.
Yes, and it can be, now they can compete with DC, who's owned by Warner Brothers, and it's
yes.
kind of equal playing field. Now, the reason I was saying that, you know, we should maybe mention this again is because, you know, Disney owns Broadway, you know?
Yeah.
And so now Marvel will, I guess, because Disney owns them.
Well...
Don't you think there's going to be more than just the Spider-Man musical? I think it's going to be a
Hulk
musical.
I think Spider-Man musical is tank.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do
you
awful.
You think so?
It's going to do
awfully.
Pretty bad.
All right, well, what did we
it's
had
already
some...
been plagued by endless financial problems and script rewrites.
Okay.
Originally, they were going to have a villain that was like Julie Taymor created for The Thing, and it was going to be about a spider spirit called Arachna, and now they're like scrapped all that. It's like, the villain's Green Goblin.
So you don't think...
But Alan Cummings as the Green Goblin...
I think that's good.
It is great.
He's
yeah.
amazing.
He is
That
great.
Would be incredible.
But you don't...
But I just worry about the overall entire...
You don't
concept.
See an X-Men or Avengers or Iron Man
they
musical?
They tried to make a Batman musical
be
years ago,
yeah.
written by Meatloaf and his collaborators.
Oh, God.
And that literally never went anywhere. And in fact, on an old episode of Batman the Animated Series, there was so much talk of making a Batman musical that they made a little parody... Like, what would a Batman musical
I
be?
I like the music that Meatloaf does with that other guy. I forget his name.
Jim Steinman.
They did, he always wears gloves. He's a weird guy.
he wants to be Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. And he, Streets of Fire, I think that he does that music. If you ever saw that film, Walter Hill, that's a great film.
The Spider-Man musical is supposed to debut in like the middle of 2010 or 2011. There's actual signs up in the Broadway theater where it is
right.
going to be. Oh, they've
now,
been up for a while.
As a fan of theater, Jessica, what do you think of a Spider-Man musical? Do you have any interest at all?
It's not something that I would rush out to see. I feel like, though, they really need to sell tickets right now. And
are they literally
kids...
selling tickets for something that early already? Is that
No,
they're not selling tickets.
General,
they've reserved
like, they
the theaters,
Broadway
and they
tickets.
Have...
They need to sell tickets. Like, look at Lion King. Look at...
The Little Mermaid musical closed. It was doing so bad.
Wow, really?
Little Mermaid musical
Aww,
closed.
How long was it
that.
Open for?
About a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
And, in
well,
fact...
Well, that's not that bad.
That's
I mean, if
bad.
You think about the normal
part,
length, the run of a show, like,
right,
a year
right.
and a half is good.
But it was the recession, mostly. Because
right, right.
if the recession hadn't happened, that shit would have run a little longer, I think.
So 2011, when people are even more broke.
2010, I'm not sure.
I think it is, well, actually, you might be right, 2010, and I think 2011 or something like that is the new Spider-Man movie.
Right, Spider-Man
4. So if they can time it to both come out at the same time and they get a big star on Broadway to play Spider-Man.
Well, Evan Rachel Wood is supposed to play Mary Jane. And the guy who starred opposite Evan Rachel Wood in that movie Across the Universe, also directed by Julie Taymor.
Oh, okay.
The handsome young dude.
Can we hear that again, Jessica?
He might. He did Peter Parker in a staged reading of it that was done for backers. But he apparently Dim Sturgis. He does not want to do it.
He doesn't. He's such a good voice.
What? All right. So then, who?
Bono and the Edge, by the way.
Oh yeah, it's a
U2
thing, right?
Bono.
Yeah, yeah.
Bono. I think we're gonna go out to dinner with Dim Sum Sturgis
Bono.
And T Bono.
Dim Sum, isn't that a Chinese dish?
It is.
All right. So there's all this there's all this movie news, and let's get into that.
Okay. So. There's this new TV show. Well,
do we want to talk about that? Yeah, I guess
we
can.
Order? Let's go to the movies first. Okay. So Kenneth Branagh rocked Hollywood by agreeing to direct and actively wanting to direct a Thor movie for Marvel Comics based on the mythological God of Thunder. Marvel has been publishing Thor comics for many, many years. You can also, I think, actually write your own. You can mention Thor in a story because Thor, the character, is like mythology that's public domain.
And Thor does have thunder thighs, right?
He does.
Thunder thighs.
So anyway, Kenneth Branagh is apparently...
Let's hear that full song, Jessica.
Thunder thighs. I've got some big thunder thighs.
Thong.
Yeah, the thong thighs.
I think he just like stands in the clouds and shakes his thigh and all this... cellulite.
Crushes walnuts. Okay.
Well, that was
doing all the
too
sound
much
effects today, son.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, let's hear the news.
So, Kenneth Branagh, this guy named Chris Hemsworth has been cast as Thor. I guess he's a really good-looking young guy. He's
we keep talking. We went through this before.
We did? Okay.
He was the guy who played the father of
that's what I said. He played the father of
in Star Trek.
Kirk in Star Trek.
He's perfect, I think, actually.
Right. Now, Natalie Portman has been cast as Jane Foster, who is Thor's earthbound mortal love. She's a nurse. She's a young, pretty nurse. Brunette.
Yes.
And that's all you need to know about Jane Foster. They recently cast...
Tom Hiddleston, who... we talked about this. He plays Loki. I don't know who he is, but he looks perfect for the part.
He looks mischievous.
Yeah.
Jamie Alexander has been cast as Sif. Okay. Now, Sif is Thor's god love. She is a fellow god.
She is a two-time in
front. Yeah, really.
Two-timer. You got to have a romantic triangle in any story.
And Colm Feore
is his name. That's how it's pronounced. He's a famous Irish actor.
And what's he playing?
He's playing an as-yet-unnamed villain.
Oh, okay. So what kind of villains did Thor have? I mean...
Mostly impish dark elves and frost giants and all fantasy kind of magical.
But who could take him on? No impish elf could ever.
Oh, there's a famous dark... I mean, this is like old Celtic mythology about like super powerful elves, but they're not like Lord of the Rings elves. They're like fucking
evil
badass elves.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, now...
And frost giants. There's a lot of talk about frost giants in Thor.
Which
Jack
is what...
Frost and Nippy.
Yeah, people used
Nippy
to call you that.
Nippy at your thunder thighs. We're just crossing over everywhere this episode, people. Everywhere! So anyway, but that Thor movie, that ain't coming out till like fucking 2012, 2013.
When the world's over anyway.
Don't really... Yes, the Mayans in 2012, Pete, our former guest, told us that... Strange things will happen in 2020.
Natalie Portman's not going to be so young.
I know, really. That's true.
Now, let's talk about just list a few movies that are coming out, which just seem kind of insane and stupid, but, you know.
I'm pretty excited for the Barbie movie. That's
Yes.
I'm just a little shocked they didn't have that before.
My God, but they have had so many Barbie movies straight to DVD.
Have you seen them?
All of them.
Is there a pink car involved?
Duh. No, they always have Barbie like morph
Malibu
into another situation. She's very malleable.
She like morphs like a transformer.
No, Barbie. Now, who do you think would play a good Barbie? I'm sure it'll be an unknown, but who do you think?
Kendra Wilkinson.
Who's that?
No, Kristen Chenoweth or something. She's got that voice.
Yeah, but she needs to be like
to be
super modelly hot.
Kendra Wilkinson.
Why can't she be a 9? Okay, she does not need to be a 10.
That's a new side of Jessica, people.
The new Barbie is like brunette. She's got a little weight.
Don't you want to see her like a little more intelligent.
No.
Okay.
Well, I think they probably will. Like, did anybody see the Bratz movie? I mean, that's
it's
probably
gonna be like that shit.
Yeah, it's
like Mean Girls, but without any intelligence.
But what is the premise behind Barbie anyway? She just can do everything, right?
She's hot, and she has Ken, and she drives around
in a
car.
But is it
going to
be, like, a Legally Blonde?
And
kind
she's
of?
All plastic, so you can dratch her till you die.
Dratch.
Now, another one.
Watch us get a cease and desist letter from Rachel Dratch's attorney.
They're going to remake Daredevil, which I think is in order.
Why?
Well, because that first one was
It's a great
horrible.
Character, and it was a horrible movie.
Just a horrible movie. That's when they were just making movies of any superhero. And they were just like, you know, you can't just make anything.
I remember my brother, who's not into comics at all, saying he really thought that the Daredevil costume looked like a bad S&M fetish outfit.
True. No, it's true.
He was like, does Ben Affleck know how he looks in that costume?
I just remember when you first see the first shot, I think any movie that starts with a CG rat, you just know is going to be
bad. Is that the first shot of Daredevil?
I'm like, they can't even use a real rat for this thing. It was horrible. But unlike Scorsese, he uses real rats in what was the movie? The whole rat theme.
Ratatouille.
No, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. King. I can't remember. The big crazy New York game.
Jack Nicholson. You know that movie?
Gone in 30 seconds.
No,
Gangs
You're
of
kidding.
New York.
No,
Gangs
yeah.
of
no,
Rat
no, no, no,
York.
No. What was the big movie that Scorsese did that was Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson? Don't forget
Departed.
The rat thing. That was
Gangs
just
of New York.
No, that was after that. Departed. That was
Departed
it.
Rats.
Anyway. Okay.
There's rats in that
okay.
movie?
What else
we've exited Tony's comic book world. He has no idea where we are now. Okay, so
tell us about some County. Other movies that are coming out.
A Ghost Rider sequel, as if that was necessary.
The only thing that was noteworthy
Wait,
about...
That? Is that
Nicolas Cage?
God, no.
The only thing that was noteworthy about the Ghost Rider movie was Eva Mendes' ass. That's the only thing.
She could be Latina
cared.
Barbie.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? They might
no,
have. Barbies. Are they going to do the black Barbie and all that kind
Maybe
of stuff?
Maybe she'll have friends.
Yeah.
But Barbie. There's
she'll
only,
have multicultural
been, there's only
friends.
Been a white Barbie, and then she has friends.
I'm talking on the mic.
There is Black Barbie, though, seriously.
Yeah, there is.
She won't be the lead of the movie because
you know
she's got
to
be white.
I want white Barbie, black Ken, and I want to see some hot
interracial.
Hot interracial loving.
Right. And then they have a mixed Barbie
And then
kid.
Latino Ken, but his name is Juan.
Juan Barbie.
With a K. Okay. It's K-U-A-N.
And then
an
there's an Asian.
K.
She cheats on Barbie with Latin Barbie. Latin male Barbie.
Why don't we just get some lesbian Barbie action?
And then Luigi Barbie.
No, but do you think they're going to go so far as to kind of make it comical? To make it comical? Jessica will
beat
the guy who plays Luigi Barbie.
I don't expect a Barbie movie to have any intelligence or self-awareness whatsoever.
Well, no, because I was thinking maybe if they take her into like these outlandish where she becomes an astronaut.
Could it be like
and,
the Brady
you know,
Bunch
that?
Movies.
Yeah.
Winked at their own thing.
Let's place a bet.
I like to wink at my own thing all the time. Hey, buddy.
My thing winks back at me. I don't know.
Where is this going?
No.
We're in a dark cave. There are bodies strewn everywhere.
Hey, Wolverine.
Mike, you shouldn't have come here. No.
Anybody else think that he sounds like Mike Myers?
Mike Myers?
In
from
like,
what?
In
when
like,
you do a Canadian accent?
When you do in Wayne's World, where he's like, hey, Girth.
Oh, okay. Know. Well, he is Canadian.
He is Canadian.
I know.
I just lost my train of thought.
This is the best episode ever.
Ghostbuster.
Okay, so Ghost Rider, gonna be horrible. Barbie, really don't give a shit.
And then
Thor, we think is badass.
Yes. Daredevil, there's some hope maybe to make it better.
And now, this was a movie that was done. Masters of the Universe movie, based on the He-Man kind of toy line. And they did that with Dolph Lundgren, which they also remade another Dolph Lundgren classic, a Punisher movie, and they kept doing that. So maybe they'll do the same
and
thing
I
with
think
He-Man.
Something like Frank Langella, some other famous person plays the villain in the Masters of the Universe.
Ooh,
well, these are the biggest movies, so of course
From
they're
the
going to get the
80s.
Biggest people. Yeah. You know, I mean nowadays to be in a superhero film right. is the most you can ask for.
The big villain
it's
in Masters of
the Universe.
The most
money you can make.
That's true.
Right.
But some of these films are actually really good too. So
some of them.
Some
yes.
of them. Like
Skeletor.
Who's going to play Skeletor?
I don't know. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. He had a really high voice.
Nicolas Cage was going to be
every
in...
80s like villain have a high voice? Like Cobra Commander.
They all have to talk like this. Huh?
No, Cobra Commander.
He talked like this.
But it wasn't the same guy. The same guy that did Cobra Commander did Starscream
yes,
in Transformers.
Okay. So let's bring it back to the movies.
Okay, we got one more movie to talk about, and that's called Red Dawn.
Now, that's a remake of a movie that was really good.
In the mid-80s.
Didn't need to be remade.
Yeah.
But, of course, they have to remake everything.
Yeah.
I think Hollywood just goes through a list of movies from the 80s and just goes, what can we remake here?
Well, still, now the other big trend is making movies from toys and board games.
Yes. Now,
oh, there's also, we forgot to include this in the list. Yeah. Tony is so excited. There's going to be a Battleship movie. I shit you not.
You sank my Battleship. Do you think that line will be in it?
About a fleet of battleships.
The tagline, anyway.
When a guy holds up a little red peg.
Now, this is
he's going to be Irish. You sank my battleship!
This is the most interesting film. Tell us about this Facebook.
All right. Well, the creators of Facebook are, you know, famous for being like 20 or 21 when they created it. They started it as a little experiment with their friends, and now they're gazillionaires. And we're going to have them on the Action Room next week. But until we have them as guests on the Action
Room... They've got a clothing line, too.
No.
Really?
No.
Is it called Level 7 Degrees of Friend Separation?
It's called Face Body. Okay.
Anyway, Hollywood wanted to make a movie about the creation of Facebook and these kids and their lives and how it affected them. So Aaron Sorkin, bizarrely enough, is on board. Oh, he's a famous superstar writer. He wrote The West Wing. He created The West Wing. He created that show Studio 60 that tanked.
Okay.
But it was a good show, apparently. He created Sports Night. Very, very successful playwright. And he dated Kristen Chenoweth for a good long time. And he's a raging coke addict. And he's been arrested at several
times. Allegedly.
Yeah, this is crazy. Okay. I know so much about him now.
Anyway, Aaron Sorkin, brilliant guy. He's writing a movie about the creation of Facebook. I don't even know if this movie has a title. It might just be called Facebook.
Jesse
Eisenberg. You've seen him, you just don't know his name.
No, I do. Adventureland and Zombieland. Zombieland I'd like to see.
I just realized when I wrote this outline.
Yeah.
When I wrote this outline up, this section, I was like, Jesse Eisenberg is doing two movies that end in land. Adventureland and Zombieland.
Maybe this will be called Facebook Land. Or Faceland.
Maybe someday we can all aspire to be in movies.
It is the land of the... Thumbnail faces.
We can all be in movies that have like the second same syllable.
But the craziest thing about this movie, and then it's going to be directed by one of my favorite directors, David Fincher. What the fuck is he? The guy who did Fight Club and
he obviously sees the germ, the seed of a good story here.
But it just doesn't seem as high concept as he would usually do something.
It's going to have to be something.
There's probably a lot of drama
two
about
dudes
these
sitting
guys.
In a room creating some shit online.
I'm sure they encountered obstacles along the way that were inspirational.
It would be pretty funny if the whole movie was just two people behind a computer trying to figure that out.
Clicking approve as friend.
Eisenberg is really a very cerebral actor. He's got this kind of like intelligent...
Yeah. It just seems like too small a film for a Fincher. But then at the same time, Aaron Sorkin is a big writer.
There may be a cool behind the scenes story of how Facebook was created that we, the average people, don't know.
Okay, we got a wiki.
David Fincher is here to bring it to us.
We're gonna go wiki it as we end this episode.
Okay,
we will let you guys know because you know we love you and we know we gotta keep you up to date.
We're looking out for you because we just caught up with 3 months worth of stuff right here in this episode. So
and we're happy to see Jessica back. And
I'm happy to see you guys.
Thank you to come back.
Yeah.
Thank you to come back.
The three of us haven't been in a room together. What?
What?
Old school 30 Rock. I want to go to there.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait for that show to get back.
I did try. I checked out a couple of shows, by the way, before we go, that were okay, I guess. The Cougar Town.
Oh, yeah.
I should say they're pretty horrible for network television.
It looks horrible.
But, you know, yeah.
She's plastered all over the subway station.
Yeah,
she is.
She's plastered. Just trying to, like, you know, fuck
she's drunk.
Younger guys. And then, what was the other one? It was
but
Modern
Family. That could be a fun
what about
family?
The Hank one? Oh, it was Modern Family good?
It's okay.
Modern
you know.
Family. Hank with Kelsey Grammer.
And
I
now,
usually am fan
real
of
quick,
Kelsey.
You wanted to mention the Flash Forward.
Oh, yeah, this show could be a big phenomenon. There's been a lot
kind
of posters,
a new law.
But
a lot
it's
of marketing
not getting
for
any buzz.
But the thing is...
Well, no, it hasn't aired yet.
I just think that in an era that we are with the reality show, whereas Lost came out right when the reality thing was starting, and it kind of linked to Survivor a little bit, I just don't think this is going to make it, unfortunately.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Heroes like made a huge splash that first season, but
it
just went...
Look, let's place bets. Fast forward. Let's fast forward to fast forward. What do you think? Do you think it'll survive? How many seasons?
It's called Flash Forward.
Flash Forward.
I'm betting against it. Sorry, guys.
I think it would do better if it was called Fast Forward. I don't think it's going to make
it. And people
it.
Could just fast forward it on that.
I think it's going to do really good early on, and then during the first season, it's going to die off. What
yeah,
do you think?
That's exactly what I think.
What do you think, Tony?
I need knowledge. I can't make an informed opinion not having seen the show.
Yes.
Take
I think
leave.
It'll kick ass.
There
I think the ABC needs a show to replace Lost because Lost is due to leave.
I think
soon.
They need it, but I think unfortunately with the Leno and all the reality
dude, the
shows.
The two writers, David Goyer, is the
it's
guy
not about
who wrote
good
the,
writing, dude. It's about what this audience, network audiences want.
But they want another
no,
Lost or Heroes.
No, they
show.
Don't. What? But
yes,
but
they do.
I'm
no,
telling
they
you
don't.
That,
yes, they do.
I'm saying people are addicted from a different era. It was kind of like how Friends lasted and Seinfeld lasted right. through different eras, but they were the last
and
of their kind.
Sitcoms are starting to come back now.
A little bit, yeah, I agree.
The networks are investing their time and money in creating new sitcoms.
I just don't know if I don't know if another Lost is what people are looking for. At least that are watch network
That's
television.
That's how Fringe does very well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
J.J. Abrams.
By the way, my
only when shows are produced by J.J. Abrams. That's the new law.
My friend, my friend from high school co-created and writes that, and he also is writing the script for the Viewmaster movie.
Another toy movie that should never be made ever.
Supposedly
ever,
like
ever.
A Goonies 80s type thing.
Ooh.
Anyway, all right, let's go.
So,
well.
Oh, wait. You know
wait,
what?
Go.
Hold
we
on,
believe.
Wait. I wanted to bring up one other thing.
Yes, please.
As you talk about TV shows that you think are destined to fail.
Yes.
We didn't talk about the Emmys. Now, we can devote a very, very brief amount of time to this. Julia Louis-Dreyfus made a joke. Did you watch the Emmys?
Nope.
It was good, though.
I watched them. Yeah. Mike watched them.
Jessica has been under an Italian rock for the last 3 months.
Jessica's
happy
studying.
Ending.
She's working hard.
I'm working hard these
Jessica's
days.
Jessica's working hard. She's working. So,
I'm working the streets.
Working the streets.
Come and find me. I'm on 43rd and 9th.
Jessica!
Got my clothes on. You can dress
hey!
Me.
Is there like a secret word?
Yeah, dratch.
Dratch?
Dratch. I want to dratch you. That'll be $30.
How much for a dratch?
30?
Yeah.
No, Jessica's 60.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus made
a dratch job.
Okay, whatever that is.
Okay.
Give me the dratch.
Okay.
Oh, you got the dratch.
Give me the dratch.
Give me the dratch.
Okay, go ahead. Quick.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, this is the seventh time we're going to try to start this sentence. Julia Louis-Dreyfus at the Emmys came up and made a joke, and she said, everyone, welcome to the final year of broadcast television.
And with
but,
that note,
but
on
I,
that note,
I truly
under
believe,
that note.
I believe that there's more, I'm not as fatalistic. I think yeah. scripted shows, I think the landscape will continue to be like half reality, half scripted shows.
I think
for at least another couple of years.
Well, a couple of years isn't very long, and I think that cable is the future for that, but not for network television.
Right.
All right.
Anything else to say about the Emmys? No, we want to end
it was
the
good.
Show.
It was good.
It was awesome.
You know, okay. It had happened a million years ago. So.
Oh, that's right. I'm an old man now. Okay, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Tony Wolf signing off for the Action Room.
And I'm Jessica, and it's great to say that.
And I'm Mike, and I'll talk
great
to you
to
later.
Be. All right, folks. That was producer Mike signing off. Take care. Have a great week. And check out our YouTube page for a brand new Mystery Action Room video coming soon.